Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and we're coming to you live, well, just after live, from Raleigh, North Carolina. And today's podcast is podcast number 30. I'm going to call it Freestyle Friday. We're just going to talk. We're going to talk about a couple topics that are in the news, maybe more than a couple. But I thought it'd be interesting to change things up a little bit. Glad you joined us today. So there's a lot going on in the news right now. And I think there's a lot to talk about. One of the things that I was taken aback by recently is the fact that the life expectancy in the United States is decreasing. I think this is the second or third year in a row that the life expectancy in the United States has actually decreased. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Here we are, supposed to be one of the most advanced countries in the world, yet we're number 53 as far as life expectancy is concerned. You'd be surprised at some of the countries that are ahead of us. You'd be quite surprised, as I was. So why is it that the life expectancy is going down in the United States? Well, the CDC has claimed that a lot of it is due to overdoses, mainly from opioids. Well, you know, last year there were over 70,000 people in the United States that died as a result of opioid overdoses. That's pretty bad, considering that we lose about 50 to 55,000 people a year to car accidents, and we have so many protections in place. Think of everything that is currently in place to fight car accident deaths. The mandatory seatbelt laws, the speed limit laws, the number of state troopers on the highways trying to slow people down. I mean, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars that are spent to try and reduce the number of traffic accidents at 50 or 55,000 when last year we had 70,000 plus die from drug overdoses. You know, I don't know where we're going. I do know the figures are going up. But this is something I think that needs to be discussed. It needs to be discussed on a number of levels, not the least of which is at your table with your own family. There are a lot of dynamics that go into the whole issue of drug addiction and people getting hooked on drugs. And a lot of people say, well, you know, these are people that are getting hooked because they are going to get surgery and the doctor prescribes them Oxycontin or whatever, and then all of a sudden they're addicted. Well, that is true for some, but then there is a large portion that are college kids who are going in the medicine cabinets of grandparents, parents, friends' houses, and they're grabbing their prescription drugs and they're getting addicted that way. You know, the Take Back program in the United States is a program where most law enforcement agencies have disposal mechanisms where you can dispose of unused drugs. And I'd suggest that everybody listening to this take advantage of that, because if you have drugs at your house that you're not using, you need to get rid of those. And it's really not so safe to actually flush them down your toilets, because that actually gets into the sewage system, which with wastewater treatment, it's diluted down, but there are still trace elements of these drugs that get into the water that we actually drink. So that's not a good thing, and throwing them in the garbage can is not good either. So check into that. Check with your local law enforcement agency and see if they have disposal boxes where you can just go up and drop your unused drugs. But you know, then there's another issue. There's the issue of the whole problem of drug use in this country. Why it is that we have such a problem. You know, I always have said, coming from the work that I did for 25 years, that we could stop this problem overnight if we as a country banded together and people stopped using illegal drugs. You know, the overdose problem, everybody likes to think it's just related to opioids. It's not. There's a huge, huge number of people that are dying as a result of heroin overdoses, that are dying as a result of fentanyl overdoses. I read something the other day about two teenagers who had taken a drug that was laced with fentanyl, and the medical examiner determined they probably lived only a few minutes after they took the drug. It's a bad problem in this country. And if you're a parent today, you need to be talking with your kids. You need to find out what's going on in their lives. You need to communicate with your kids. We have a communication issue in this country. We have a communication issue that is multifaceted. It's related to the fact that a lot of parents believe that they're too busy to talk to their kids, or that they're not on the same wavelength with their kids, so they're just going to avoid the conversations. But you need to have these conversations with your kids. You need to connect with your kids. You need to connect with your kids as much as you can, as often as you can. You need to be having dinner with your kids every night. You know, I always say from an early age, the earliest age when the kid first begins to talk, you should be talking to that child, and you should be making sure that you have and that you develop an open line of communication with your kid or your children, so that when they become teenagers, you actually know what's going on. It's important. Put away the smartphones. I say this to parents and I say this to kids alone. Put away the smartphones. Don't let your kids come to your dinner table at night with their smartphones. Have smartphone-free zones. Have smartphone-free nights. Smartphones are taking over America and the world for that matter. We need to get a handle on that. That's another issue altogether. But if you're a parent today and you're listening to me on this podcast, you need to develop an open line of communication with your kids. You need to find out what's going on in their lives. You need to find out who they're hanging out with, where they're going, what they're doing. It is okay if you're a parent to know where your kid is. If they're under 21 years of age and they're living at your house, it's your responsibility as a parent to know what they're doing and who they're with. You need to teach them from an early age right from wrong. You need to teach them from an early age that drugs are bad, that alcohol is bad, and that there are consequences to the use of drugs and alcohol. And some of these consequences are pretty dire. Get to know your kids if you've lost contact with them. Go hang out with your kids. Take them out for ice cream. Be there for your kids. And be an example for your kids. Don't be on that phone, your smartphone, looking up apps, or on your computer or tablet when they come home, or a newspaper, or whatever it is, whatever distraction you have. When your kids come home, you need to go and greet those kids. You need to make them understand that you want to be around them, that you want to connect with them. That's the best thing that we can do in this country to fight the issue of drugs, gang violence, criminal activity. We've got to raise a generation here. We've got to raise a generation of good citizens. We're going to take up the mantle and going to walk an upright life. And, you know, the whole issue of cell phones is another issue altogether, but I'm going to say this too. I believe there is a definite correlation between the problems that have arisen in this country and the fact that we've moved away from God in this country. Sundays are just another day around this country. I remember when I was growing up, everything was closed on Sunday, except the grocery store was open from 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock. They wanted you in church before and expected you to be in church afterwards. I grew up in a church environment, as did most of my friends, and it made a difference. It made a difference to have spiritual guidance in your life, to have direction, and to know that there was a higher power that you have to answer to. That's a good thing. And wise men still do seek him. I suggest to you, if you're a parent, get your kids in church again. Get them in youth groups, places where they're positive groups to hang out with, versus the kids who are smoking dope on the weekends. And I don't say that flippantly, because if you're talking about marijuana smoking, you're talking about the states that have legalized recreational use marijuana. If you're a parent and you don't know this, I'm going to tell you something from someone who knows well what I'm getting ready to tell you. Marijuana is a gateway drug. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. What's a gateway drug? A gateway drug is a drug that leads to using other drugs. Sooner or later, people get tired of the marijuana and they want to try something else. And just because they're using one drug, it makes them far more likely to want to try other drugs. You go talk to the heroin addicts out there, and they're going to tell you that they started with marijuana. Talk to the cocaine addicts, they're going to tell you they started with marijuana. Don't fool yourself. If you're a teenager listening to this right now, don't fool yourself. A lot of dead teenagers out there, and there are a lot of teenagers who've lost everything in their lives, who are destitute because they got started with marijuana. If you're a teenager today, square your life away. Get away from the drugs. Get away from the alcohol. Make something of yourself. You don't have any barriers. They're going to hold you back from anything except for yourself. When you want to succeed in life, you can do that. So we'll have another session on drugs at another time. Understand that there's a problem. So what else is in the news? Life expectancy is down. Let's talk about the news for a minute. What do you think about the news nowadays? It's not really news, is it? You know, when I was growing up, there were three channels, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And the news was a 30-minute segment from, I think it was 6:30 to 7 o'clock every night. They all came out at the same time. And within that 30-minute time frame, they delivered the news. This happened, that happened, newsworthy items. And then the last about 5 minutes, they would have time to do a story on just something positive, somebody helping someone or whatever. So really in about 25 minutes, they covered the news. Now we have this 24-hour news cycle, 365 days a year, and you have multiple stations who fill you with propaganda and information. That's not news. It's propaganda, rhetoric. It's divisive. You want to do something to yourself? In my opinion, turn the news off. Let's change in this country and look more towards positivity than negativity. Let's reunite as a country and stop letting other people, to include the media, divide us. Media and politicians, they do a good job of dividing people. We need to come together as a country. We need to make some changes in this country. Let's talk briefly, too, about issues that I think are problematic. I mentioned the cell phones. Cell phones, I think, are one of the most destructive things that have ever happened to this country. I remember the first occasion I had to talk on a cell phone, back when they were called bricks. You remember those huge things? I was visiting my aunt and uncle in the panhandle of Florida, and on the beach in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, my cousin came out. He was my age, and he had one of those cell phones, and he handed it to me, and I made my first phone call. I thought it was so cool. No cords, and you could make a phone call. Well, we've transitioned quite a bit since then. These smartphones, they're amazing. They're little computers that we carry on. They have everything that you possibly could want, and they have conditioned us to believe that we need to have instant access to information. If we want to know something, we pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Google, blah, blah, blah." I think my phone heard that, by the way, so it's listening. By the way, I think they're listening all the time. That's another issue altogether. But what I was going to say just briefly about smartphones, when I look around and I see families all over the place, people in restaurants, you name it, everybody's got one of these things held up to their face and this magnetic glow that's just dragging their brains into this device has kind of taken over. It's, you know, even young kids. I saw the other day some young kid who was barely big enough to walk was walking around with a smartphone. Now, I don't necessarily think it was his or hers. But when we give our phones and tablets to infants as pacification devices, we got a problem in this country. I was at a restaurant the other day. There were about 30 people in the restaurant. And I looked around in this twilight zone moment and realized that every person in the restaurant, every last person, had a cell phone held up to their face. That is pretty sad indeed. Sitting right next to me was a family of four, two young kids, early teens, their parents, Every one of them had the phone up in front of their face. I watched while I ate my meal for the 30 or so minutes that I was there, and I noticed that they did not speak one word to each other. Father paid the bill, they put their phones in their pockets, and they walked out. Nobody said a word. I have a feeling that's happening all over this country at the dinner tables when kids get home from school. We have a problem in this country. Cell phone addiction, smartphone addiction is a problem. And if you haven't realized that yet, you need to take a step back and realize it. A lot of people, and I am guilty of this myself, that cell phone is the last thing they see at night and the first thing they see in the morning. We put it by our head, our beds, pick it up in the morning, read the news or whatever before we go to bed at night. We need to put these smartphones away. They're dominating us. There's a lot of psychology, a lot of algorithms that are going in to the advertising and the way that the cell phones and smartphones operate in this country. And they're commandeering our minds. And we need to realize that. We need to put those things away. If you're addicted to social media, I'd suggest that you find something better to do. And here's my suggestion on that. Reconnect with your family and friends. Reconnect with people that you need to reconnect with. You know, I've heard too many people say recently that I'm too busy. Well, when I see these people who are too busy to do anything, to go to lunch or to talk on the telephone or whatever, I realize why they're too busy, because they're on their smartphones constantly. Think about it. If you're a parent, set some rules in your household. Set some rules with your kids. Reconnect with your friends and family, and especially your kids. So, kind of what I wanted to talk about today, bringing up a couple of issues. I hope it wasn't too negative. Let's do something to make a difference in this country. Parent, teenager, whoever you are, wherever you are, stand up for what's right. Stand up for what's decent. Make a difference in the world around you, with the lives of the people that you're around. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you Friday.